The ungodly influence and example of Ahaz of Judah brought much suffering to the people. Hezekiah, his son, succeeded him as king when he was 25 years old and reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. Unlike his father, Hezekiah was a God-fearing man, but he lived in troubled times. In his early years, the king of Assyria invaded the northern kingdom, took Samaria in 722 BC, and deported the 10 tribes far from their native land. Hezekiah served the Lord with all his heart, and God was with him. He removed the pagan shrines that had been built on the high places, smashed the altars and sacred stones, cut down the Asherah poles, broke the idols in pieces, and even destroyed the bronze snake that Moses had made in the desert, because the people went to burn incense to it. In the first year of his reign, Hezekiah repaired and purified the Lord's temple. He assembled the priests and Levites and ordered them to serve God. They were to open the doors of the sanctuary, remove everything that defiled it, and restore the temple worship according to God's law. He reminded them that the Lord's wrath had come upon the people because of their unfaithfulness. "This is why our fathers have fallen by the sword," he said, "and why our sons and daughters and our wives are in captivity. Now I intend to make a covenant with the Lord, the God of Israel, so that his fierce anger will turn away from us." The priests and Levites consecrated themselves and began to purify the temple. They removed all the refuse and garbage they found there and threw it into the Kidron Valley. The work of consecration lasted 16 days. Then they went to King Hezekiah and said, "We have purified the entire temple of the Lord, the altar of burnt offering, the table of showbread, and all the utensils. We have made ready and consecrated all the articles that King Ahaz unlawfully removed. They are now in front of the Lord's altar." Early the next morning, Hezekiah summoned the city officials, and together they went up to the temple of the Lord. Sacrifices and burnt offerings were made to atone for the sins of Judah and all Israel. Levites with musical instruments were stationed in the temple to praise the Lord in the way prescribed by David. When the burnt offerings began, the singers and musicians praised the Lord with cymbals, harps, and lyres, and the priests blew the trumpets. The whole assembly bowed in worship, while the Levites sang psalms of praise with the words of David. Sacrifices and thank offerings were brought in abundance by the people. So the service of the temple of the Lord was re-established, and the whole assembly rejoiced at what God had done, because it all happened so quickly. Then Hezekiah decided to invite everyone to come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. At the king's command, couriers went throughout Israel and Judah with letters, and a proclamation was made, calling the people to repent and return to the Lord, the God of their fathers. The king and his officials wrote to the Israelites who had been left by the king of Assyria to say, "People of Israel, do not be stiff-necked as your fathers were. Submit to the Lord. Come to the sanctuary and serve the Lord your God. Then the Lord will have compassion on you, and your brothers and children will come back to this land, for the Lord is gracious." But the Israelites scoffed at the idea and ridiculed the envoys. However, some of them humbled themselves and went to Jerusalem. In Judah, the hand of God was on the people, and a very large crowd assembled in the city to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The people removed all the pagan altars in Jerusalem and threw them into the Kidron Valley. For 7 days, the Israelites celebrated the Passover, while the priests and Levites sang to the Lord every day. The whole assembly then agreed to celebrate the festival 7 more days, and Hezekiah and his officials provided a great number of bulls, sheep, and goats for the sacrifices. There was much joy in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, there had been nothing like this in the city. The king re-established the priests and Levites in their divisions and functions, and ordered the people to bring their tithes to the temple of the Lord. So the men of Judah brought in their contributions and gifts in obedience to the law of God. Next episode, the Assyrian invasion.